used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. We'd have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. Well, it was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole boat of cloth for the tick. A little old air kids and four hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole boat of cloth for the tick. Let it hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Yes, sir.
My pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncles, I wrestle with my cousins, I even kiss Aunt Lou. Ew, but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. Well, I'd tread on the mall, plus the boy down the road for Grandma's feather bed. Well, I'd tread on the mall, plus the boy down the road. Well, maybe not the boy down the road. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese, took a whole boat of cloth for the tick. A little old 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get